USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A 37-count federal indictment has become a major fundraiser for former President Trump. The campaign has raised more than $6.5 million since news of the indictment last week. More than $4.5 million have come in from small donors online, and another $2 million came from a fundraising event at the New Jersey Golf Club. Wildfire smoke is once again blanketing the U.S. upper Midwest. The National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Kogel says the smoke will linger for a few more days.
At least through the end of the work week here and maybe into the very first part of the weekend.
The wildfires in Canada have resulted in record levels of air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities, with the air quality index reaching a level never seen since records have been kept. Forecasters say the smoke is heading east, but it's not expected to be as bad as last week. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland will reportedly hold a news conference in Minneapolis tomorrow to reveal the results of a years-long investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. The Department of Justice investigation was launched after the death of George Floyd at the hands of former MPD officer Derek Chauvin in 2020. A new financial report shows one in three holders of 401k account have a balance of less than $10,000. The report from Vanguard says the average balance is down nearly $30,000 since 2021. Vanguard said the drop could be due to market performance and an evolving participant base. The debut of newly restored Walt Disney Animation Studio shorts is part of Disney's 100th anniversary celebration in 2023. The more than 24 shorts will date as far back as 1927 will begin airing on the streaming service Disney Plus beginning on July 7th. The new batch will be released each month as the October 16th centennial anniversary date approaches. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The mayor of Miami is tossing his name into the 2024 presidential race. Francis Suarez became the first Hispanic to enter the growing field for the GOP nomination. He announced his bid on ABC's Good Morning America today, a day after filing official federal paperwork. And Iowa City is hiring two firms to investigate the partial collapse of a 116-year-old apartment building. The May 28th partial collapse that killed three people, hurt several others, left dozens homeless in Davenport. Earlier this week, building owner Andrew Worrell pleaded guilty to failing to keep the building in safe condition, paying nearly $400 in fines and court costs. Artificial intelligence has become so believable that there are growing worries about how it can be used for evil, such as scams. There have been calls for Congress to step in. But Senator Ted Cruz says we need to pump the brakes on that.
Will there need to be regulations over time concerning AI? Almost certainly. But to be honest, Congress doesn't know what the hell it's doing in this area.
The Texas Republican joked to Politico that the median age in the Senate is about 142 years old. Ryan Seacrest could be the next Wheel of Fortune host. TMZ reports that Seacrest is being considered to take the reins after Pat Sajak steps down. Although discussions are still in the early stages, Seacrest was the original host of American Idol and also co-host Live with Kelly and Ryan for 6 years. Dave Collins, USA News.
The Dell Technologies summer sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.